Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. You know, I want to let you know that your host is hoarse. Yes, I am, ladies and gentlemen. I think I need to let you know that up front. I'm not going to be able to talk the way I normally do today, Thursday, possibly Friday, but definitely today and Thursday. I won't be talking the way I normally talk because I am hoarse. H-O-A-R-S-E. That is not a good thing to be. So, I have turned up the microphone volume louder than I usually have it up so that you can hear me. But I can tell you, my speech is going to be a little different the next few days until I get over this hoarseness. My apologies for that. I tell you, it's a good thing when it's easy for everyone in the listening community to really, really hear easily what is being said. But we're going to get through this. I guess every once in a while it happens, huh? Well, I'm going to try not to let this happen too many more times. This is not cool. So, again, my apologies. You know what I'd like for us to start the day off doing? I'd like for us to weigh some more of the pros and cons of medical marijuana. We'll probably look at this off and on a few more times over the next, I don't know, maybe month or two. We'll just kind of take our time, look at a few pros, look at a few cons, have a few minutes, a few days or so to digest that, come back to it at a later date, look at some more pros and cons of medical marijuana. What are you hearing so far about any outcomes of the legalization of marijuana, medical marijuana? I don't want us to just talk about the legalization of marijuana in general. I really do want us to continue to focus on medical marijuana in particular. I don't think there would be too many people who would disagree that legalizing marijuana for recreational use Sorry for that moment of silence. The hoarseness and the cough came out. Sorry about that. But I think that most people who will be honest would agree that smoking marijuana just to get high, when we talk about for recreational use, that's exactly what we're talking about. When we're talking about smoking marijuana recreationally, that's just another way of saying we're going to smoke it just to get high. And the science has already proven that there are many physiological damaging effects of smoking marijuana, recreational marijuana. It has been proven that there are negative psychological problems with smoking marijuana recreationally. And so I don't think that there shouldn't be any more question as to whether legalizing the use of the smoking of marijuana would lead to problems any more than we know for a fact that having legalized the selling and buying of liquor has continued to lead to problems for us physiologically, socially. For families, as people become addicted to the alcohol and start behaving in ways that are very problematic. So again, I really do want us to narrow it down specifically to marijuana as a medical vehicle. What are you hearing so far about any ramifications of marijuana haven't been legalized for medical use in the states where that has taken place. For example, are you hearing yet, and I know it hasn't been that long, but are you hearing yet that anyone is becoming addicted to the marijuana? And don't get me wrong, I know if it's something that's considered a medicine, people are probably going to be using it over and over. And so I understand people might be thinking, well, if it's used medically, they're going to be using it anyway. Yep, but there is still the addiction question, and that question is still valid. I mean, OxyContin is a medicine, and it is something that people use for a while, and it is something that a lot of people become addicted to. People become addicted to morphine when used as a medicine. Are we hearing about any issues with people being high while using medical marijuana and having any troubles, any problems, or causing any troubles as a result? Whether that has to do with driving. By the way, let me ask you this. And again, I want to let you know that I'm getting ready to ask a question that I don't know the answer to. So I'm asking you. When people are allowed to use marijuana for medical purposes, is it treated like some other drugs or medications that can cause problems with regards to alertness, etc.? And therefore, when they're using some of these medications that can cause drowsiness, problems with alertness, quickness, etc., they're told not to drive or operate any heavy equipment after having taken those medications. Are those kinds of precautions made part of the mix when it comes to using marijuana for medical purposes? You know, are people told to avoid driving and avoid using heavy equipment, etc., if they're using, you know, right after using marijuana medicinally? I mean, there's a lot to consider, and so I really want us to think through this together, and let's continue to get some information about You know what I just decided I'm going to do? Since there's a good chance that I'll be coughing on and off throughout this broadcast, going into the first break, I'm going to get some music going, more than likely instrumental music, and just let that keep playing so that when I feel a cough coming on, I'll stop talking so that I can cough, but you won't have just complete silence. You'll have some music to keep you entertained until I rejoin you. My apologies again for making myself hoarse and having this cough. Got to get over this quickly as I can, so we're back to normal with our communications. But in the meantime, you know, we've been talking about the pros and cons of medical marijuana use, courtesy of procon.org. We're going to go back to them. And again, just want to remind you that those who are pros are saying, we are in favor of marijuana being used as medicine. The cons are saying, we are opposed to marijuana being used as a medicine. All right, now, I could be mistaken, but I think I started off with the pros the last time. So let's start with the cons this time. And we'll just keep alternating. We'll get a con, and that con will be saying again, we're opposed to marijuana being used as a medicine. And then we'll go to a pro who will be saying, no, we're totally in favor of using medicine. Marijuana as a medicine, and we'll just keep alternating. All right, so starting with our first con for the day. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration stated in an April 20th, 2006, interagency advisory. So this is roughly 10 years ago. This was posted on the website, www.fda.gov, and confirmed as current. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We went there. We've already been there. So let's start with Mark Souter. We're still starting with the con. Those who are saying, don't do it. Don't use marijuana as medicine. Don't do it. Mark Souter, member of the U.S. House of Representatives, he's a Republican from Indiana, wrote this in the issues marijuana, medical marijuana section of his website. And it was accessed from September 2007. And he wrote, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the agency charged with protecting the health of Americans, has never found smoked marijuana to be a safe and effective drug. And keep that in mind now, safe and effective. In April 2006, following my request, he continues, the FDA released an interagency advisory confirming that smoked marijuana, and notice now, get some of those details, smoked marijuana is not medicine because, number one, marijuana has a high potential for abuse. I was just asking about that. Number two, or rather, I was just mentioning that abuse issue. Number two, it has no currently accepted medical use and treatment in the United States. And number three, it has a lack of accepted safety for use under medical supervision. The advisory also stated there is currently sound evidence that smoked marijuana is harmful. The FDA has approved Marinol, however, and he supports the availability of that prescription drug, which is currently available to patients. He continued, Marinol pills contain synthetic THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana. And of course, as we know, THC is often called tea. Are you hearing any reports of people becoming, well, marijuana abusers as a result of using it medicinally? Let's look at a pro when I come back.